Okay, right, boys. It's on? They can hear me? Yeah? They can hear me. Sit.
You want to sit?
What? I'd love to sit, yeah. I can sit. By studies, the schus hatziber is being used for other things this spot. Oh no, it's so good. The schus hatziber is being used for other things. Usually, I don't get sick until the middle of the zman. But now I guess the schus hatziber is being used for other things. Baruch Hashem, it's used for... They need the schus hatziber, that's for sure. But we'll talk like this. I try usually on Fridays to discuss something that one of the Taira Bochrim has asked me during the week. Right? So, this week, one of the Bochrim asked me that at what point does Tefillah B'Tzibur start? At what point does he become a chelik of Tefillah B'Tzibur? That was one of his questions. He had like four questions in a row. One was, do you really need to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur? That was one shayla. The other shayla was, at what point is it considered Tefillah B'Tzibur? When is it considered that he's a, you know, he has the milah of Tefillah B'Tzibur? That's the second chelik. The third chelik he wanted to know was, you know, he sometimes comes late to Mincha. So he wants to know what's going to be with Ashrei. Is he supposed to say Ashrei first? Does he say Ashrei afterward? Right? He had all interesting types of Tefillah B'Tzibur shailas. Right? So I told him, listen, you know what? It's such a good thing. You come on Friday, I'll talk about it. Right? And he's not here. He's not here. So we're going to talk about him. It seemed to me that on everything that we're saying, he was doing fakert. The exact opposite. So we'll talk about him today, Mr. Shem. Right? And then afterward, right, when you see him, so you'll go over to him and tell him, no. You see, you should have come on Friday. Then you'd know what to do. Oh, does it? Okay. So now, first of all, you know, everyone is looking for skulois. Right? I'm segula. So it's Yadua, I think it's known. Chaim Knievsky, the great Goyim. This is a Jew. He doesn't waste much time. No, it doesn't. This is a yid that there's no bittel tayer of that yid. There's no shaila. But I think it's known, not anymore because now he's much older. But it used to be, I think, until he was 70 years old. I used to go to every Sunday koyis that you asked him to be Sunday. He went to every single Sunday koyis. Right? I think it was only until he's 70. I'll tell you how I know, even in Yerushalayim, because my first son, made the bris over here, obviously in Yerushalayim, and Rav Yashiv with the Sandik. The second bris, I wanted that Rav Chaim Knievsky should be the Sandik. Right? And them, of course, I asked my Shver first and my father, and they said, no, if you can get them. Right? They agreed that those two people attack are more important than them, and that, you know, nobody else. But those two people they were masking to. And so I tried to get Rav Chaim, because I heard that he comes to every single bris. So he told me, like, you know, I'm like the last guy. The last guy, they're ready, that's it. He starts going to bris outside of Bnei Brak and Rechulim to make the bris over there. That's a shaynish. But you see that until the age of Echleis 7, he used to go to every bris. Yeah. So what's the pshat? So they say, I mean, everyone knows, Kiveg already says, it's a Meridika skula. It's a skula for Ashiris. They had Stipler, his father was marked to go to every single Sandikoyas also. And they asked the Stipler, you're not such a wealthy man, Rabbi Stipler. You're not such a wealthy man. So he said, Ashiris means in what you want to be Oysher. Right? I have Chaim. So he was a very wealthy man. Stipler was a very rich man. And that Yerusha, that legacy of going to Sandikayas, that skula of wealthiness, that went over to his son. And he went to every Sandikayas. Okay. So he sees the Meridik Eschus. So I saw Meridik Eschach, the Eshel Avram, the Buchacha. He writes that, let's say a person, if he's going to be a Sandik, now imagine this, it's the day of the bris. And there you are, it's the day of the bris. Yeah. And they're all waiting for you to come. Come. He said, Oyvei. And he woke up late. These things happen, Rabbi Isai Fregnish. He wakes up late. No. So now he said, Oyvei, if I daven in a minyan, I'm not going to be able to be at the bris. But the school of Sandikayas is so big. Chaim Knievsky, you know how big Rabbi Isai, Chaim Knievsky, they asked him, what's the pshat taka? What about all the bittel Torah? So that kashi wasn't Mekabel. So bittel Torah, what's the bittel Torah? So he told him, what do you mean? So, what do you mean? You could learn in the car. Why can't you learn in the car? He doesn't have a problem. So the bittel Torah kasha does this kasha. You know, you learn on the way into the car, in the car, on the way out of the car. You all know, you got to a bris. They took Rabbi Kiveger, they once took Rabbi Kiveger for a walk because he was old and he wasn't well. I don't know if he was old, but he wasn't well. So the doctor said he has to go for walks, he has to get air. But nobody could tell this to Rabbi Kivaga, because they know if you tell Rabbi Kivaga, he's going to have to go for a walk, so he's not going to go. So they took Rabbi Kivaga and they told him, come, you have to come with us. So he came, he had a safety with him the whole time. And they took him, they put him in a park, I don't know, park bench or whatever, I don't know what they had over there in Posen. And they took Rabbi Kivaga and they sat him down. So Rabbi Kivaga is sitting there and he's learning. And after 5 minutes, he said, Avu the baby. Where's the kid? You know, that's the only musagim that he had bechlal. There was the tinok and the son the kais. So it's not the kais, it's a meridik gezach. Meridik gezach. Yet, the Ish Lafram says, it comes that morning, and they're all waiting for you in the park to be the sandik. There you are, sitting there, with the baby. So he says, oy vey, gotta daven in a minyan. If I make the minyan, then he's going to miss the bris. So what would you think? What would you think? Stama, there's no shail in the world. The Vada, the Sandikayas comes first, right? So the Eish Lavram, the Buchachi, says, he paskins l'aloch l'mais, and I didn't find anyone that argues. He says, 100 Sandikayas is not worth, not of course, in aloch, there's no shail that you'd have to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Too bad, right? But the skula of tefillah b'tzibur, 100 Sandikayas is not worth the skula of one tefillah b'tzibur. No, you like that? Huh? You love it? No?
I never got offered Sandikayas.
Say you love it, huh?
I never got offered Sandikayas.
You never know, one day. Right? You never know.
Don't
mishach that day. No, so akopanim. So tefillah b'tzibur is a must. Rav Moshe Zacharin Levrach has three or four different truths about this. He writes that tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv. That is no shaila. So you know, it's not a. Some people think that tefillah b'tzibur is an extra. Tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv gomer, no shaila. The only shaila we're going to clear is all these different shaila loch that everybody have. The mincha shakras, you come a little bit late and you come a little bit this and that. And what exactly tefillah b'tzibur? So the prima godim writes la locha that the exact tefillah b'tzibur, the perfection, the tefillah b'tzibur that you're trying to go for, that you get the ma'il of tefillah b'tzibur, that meritik is chos. As Isaac explained to you a minute, tefillah b'tzibur, you know, they on Sukkot just now, they had like one of these, like, I don't know what you call it, like a fair type of thing, but it was like, you know, with rides and whatever, and the whole matzif. Yeah. So, we took all the little schnitzels, you come there, so I had, there's all the calluses from all across the world got together. And so instead of, they have like a turnstile there. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. You know those turnstiles. You go through. So what are you going to do? So we had about 30 tickets we had to buy. So I told the fellow, say that what they're all going to go through. Even the kids, they wanted to go through, right? I told them just like open the gate. There's also baby carriages, right? There's also, there's a whole lot of horses, the pregnant, a whole matzah there. So I told him, just open up the thing and I'll give you the 30 tickets. I told them you can't count them. Count their yarmulkes. What about the girls? No, we put yarmulkes in the girlfriend. Shut up, kids. So you give them the 30 tickets, and there, everyone, all the calluses are walking through. Right? This is one callus, two calluses, right? And they're all walking through. Right? And he's counting the tickets, and it's not exactly as orderly as I'm describing. Right? All of a sudden, you see a couple of little schnitzels over there. They're not calluses. A little bit darker than us. They didn't look like calluses. And all of a sudden, you see that they're getting in there somehow. And he's losing cheshbon. What's going on over here? And there's about, he had 30 tickets and about 45 people went through. Right? What's the pshat? The pshat is that, when the gate is open, mefragdish kinkashas and everybody gets in. Right? I'm not saying if they did the right thing or not. But it's tefillah b'tzibur. That's the same thing the Gemara says. The way it works is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a person comes to daven, he says, You? You're such a big tzaddik. I should give you. You want parnasa? You want understanding, learning? You want truth? You want this? Let's see who you are first, right? So he scrutinizes you. He says, starts cheshving. I don't know. Let's say maybe if you'll be a mensch, so then you'll get this and this. And they scrutinize you. That's how it goes. Yeah. But by tefillah b'tzibur, everybody comes together. As I say, the Gemara says everybody comes together. When you go through the turnstile, they have to check you out. But when you come through, when everybody gets in together, so what's Kadosh Baruch Hu going to do? He's going to check out the whole yeshivas aderes atayra. So I'm mocking tayra with big lights. What's he going to do over here? He's going to go, wait, 1 second. This guy we have to check. And this guy, Fragnish, you open the gate. They all go through. Verstehst? That's how it works. That's how tefillah b'tzibur works. But tefillah b'tzibur is a chiv. Okay. So now the shas like this. So number one, the prima godim says shove b'shove. Everyone has to start together. I remember this still in the Vardik. That's how it was. They would start bunklach. Right? If they saw that there's one guy who's still lagging behind, he's still holding by Ezra Sava, say, no. Right? They don't want to start without him. Ezra Sava say, no, let's go. Right? So tomorrow, you make sure if there's that one guy who's not holding, it's usually holding by Derech one guy. Right? But everybody starts bunklach. That's that meridika koyach when everybody starts at the exact same time. Rabbi Yitzchak, this is all in Shmoneh Esrei I'm talking about right now. But you realize, a lot of us, we feel like this. We know we somehow have to get the Shmoneh Esrei together. Right? It's not the proper tzur of davening. There's a shul in the old city. It's really like a yeshiva, Zilberman's. Right? So I went to daven there years ago when I was a bacher. I found out we had Ronnie went, right? and he knew the secret, and I didn't know. Okay. So there I am davening. I think what happened was it was pouring rain. It was pouring rain, and we were going to daven by the kaisel, but we couldn't get down there because it was such pouring rain that we started just davening over there. And we found that there was it steamed up like some kind of a shul, so we went in there to daven. It was talking on a Friday morning, and we went there to daven, and Shtabach, everything's normal. You get the Kaddish. Tamiran Bahama Vimru Amen. No, what happened to that moment? You scream out Baruch. And then everyone in the shul screamed out, Shh. Because in that makim, the way they daven is, I don't want to say this is the real way of davening, but there is such a musik of davening, like it says in the Gemara in Megillah, which is called Parson al Shema, that the Shlich Tzibur davens everything out loud, except for the Shema itself. That the Tzibur says their own Shema. But the brachas, everybody's yaitse with the chazan. Right? Yeah, I know there's some bokhem that they think that what goes on over here also, but that's not how it is. Everybody's saying their own, Rabbi. Right? So you have the tefillah b'tzib. So you see the perfection, the tzur of davening is when we're all davening together, especially the Shema, that we're all coming together at the same time to say Shema Yisrael. That's the greatest praise the Rebbeinu Shalom can get, is when everybody comes together and says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, exact same moment. And the culmination of that is Tefillah B'Tibur. When we come in to all together to daven the Shmoneh Esrei, Tefillah B'Tibur, that's imperative. That's a Chiyuv Gomer. Mashenkin, the first thing, that's the Tzura of davening, but I can't say it's as much as the level of a Chiyuv. But the Iker Tzura of that davening is Shavah B'Shavah, when everybody starts on time. Now, what's enough Gemina? So first of all, again, I want to impress upon... You don't have to stand up for me. What do you have to stand up for? You got a mitzvah deraisa. Very big to stand up. But you have to remember one thing. The Gemara says in Makkos that Elu Tipshim, they stand for a Sefer Torah, but for Talmud Chacham they don't stand. We're not those Tipshim. Those Zichar. Talmud Chacham walks into the room, you stand up. Unless, you know, we went through this many times before. Never, it's Merdek Gezach by Sefer Torah. You know, it's like Kedusha, right? When it comes to Kedusha, you see everybody, Mamish, like still, he stands up and he's quiet. And nobody talks during Kedusha. You have to be the biggest Rosh in the world. Who talks in the middle of Kedusha? Maybe the biggest Rosh. Ulai Nimrod. Maybe. Right? Maybe. Who talks during? Yet, the Gemara is a Havamina that Kaddish, Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, you're allowed to answer during Shmoneh Esrei. Gemara is a Havamina, the Kaddish, you're allowed to answer during Shmoneh Esrei. Gemara is Chaylik, the Gemara is Maskar, it's not a Havamina, it's a Mandamar of the Gemara. We pass in Lalochi, you're not allowed to answer during Shmoneh Esrei Kaddish. But there's no Havamina in the Gemara that you're allowed to answer Kedusha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So what's more important, Kaddish or Kedusha? What's the answer? No shaila. Amen Yeshmei Rab is more important. No shaila in the world. Right? It's taught in the Gemara that for Kaddish you're supposed to answer, you're not supposed to answer in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Kedusha, yeah. So you see that Kedusha is less important than the people. When they, I don't know why, because I'm not trying to take away the chashivas of Kedusha. But the same thing, you know, when it comes to Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah walks out, no? We go like this, right? Comes to Talmud Chachem, right? It's fakert. Not fakert. You should talk it when the Sefer Torah gets up. The hand, you should salute. But when it comes to a Talmud Chachem, it should be a more so. More so, at least the hergish to stand for the Talmud Chacham should certainly be more so. They stay. Talk upon him. What are we talking about just now?
Together, mamish.
So the Prima Gadim says mamish. Menachem Mendel Schneer says mamish. The exact same second they should start. Stay, no games. Yeah. So that is a very important insight because most people they know the coolism about to say. So they know, Berach, but it's not true. The Iker Lechatchila is to start exactly the same time. That's the most effective way of having a davening. That's time. You're davening anyways, right? So we're talking about nafkamina sometimes of coming 1 minute early, and it's such a tayus, such a ridiculous tayus. The guy's coming to daven anyway. So why doesn't he want to make it work? Pella, it doesn't make any sense. Negra seichel. You're coming anyways. So why don't you want it to be with the ultimate perfection? Perfection is when they daven the exact same time, no games. Okay. Now, the kulas, you know, what happens, a person, he comes a little bit late to shachris, etc. So the emes is that I have a big problem here. I'll tell you what my problem is. If you look in the, I don't know that the, you know, Ramosh Shabemis is mashma like this, the Chazanish is mashma like this also. If you read them, Ramosh has a tshuva in Gimel Dalid, where he says that it's true the Prima Godim is the Ikar L'Chatchila, but the Ramosh goes on and he says, yeah, but Lamaisa, the second they start Shmoneh Esrei, they're all in different places anyways. It's an interesting tshuva of Maisha. So he says, it's mistaber that if 10 people are still davening together, it still has the mile of Tvila B'Tzibur. That's what Maisha says, and the Chazanish is Yadui said that also. If the 10 people still daven together, that's the mind of Tehillah B'Tzibur. But Moshe goes on, and Chazanish, they say it from the Chazanish also, they say something which you're going to see. In the books, this is Mustama, you have to paskin, but me, as a Rebbe, I'm not sure if I'm going to paskin. I'll explain. They paskin that, let's say a person, he comes late to davening, right? He comes late, what happens? As I say, now he has a Shaila. Should he skip? Everyone knows, you know. Catch a Baruch Shalom over there, Asher over there, some Schnitzel Dorten, Ishtapach over Dorten, right? Throw it all in, mix it in the back, and then get the Shmoneh Esrei. So now he has a shy like this. If I skip, I'll be able to get Shove B'Shove. The exact same moment they start Shmoneh Esrei, I'll be able to start with them. So can I skip for Shove B'Shove? In other words, Ramesh just told us that it's really called Tefillah B'Tzibur also, as long as there are 10 Jews davening together, that's also called Tefillah B'Tzibur. But that Maila of Shove B'Shove, everyone agrees, is the extreme best Maila. So I'm allowed to skip for that Maila. In other words, everyone understands that I'll be allowed to skip. If I come late to davening, you're allowed to skip in order to get Tefillah B'Tzibur. So that's clear that if the guy came so late, and it's either that or he's going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur Legamri, he's not even going to get the 10 people davening together, then that he's allowed to skip for. He's allowed to say the Baruch Shama, the Ashrei, the Shtabach, in order to get the Tefillah B'Tzibur Al Kopanim with the 10 Jews. But let's say he has a little bit more time. So if he skips, the more he skips, he's going to be able to get Shove B'Shove and start exactly on time. No, usually it's like this. If the guy came before Yishtabach, he comes before Yishtabach. So then, Lemaisa, if he has a little bit more time. A little bit more time. So this person, you know, if he goes straight, he'll chop them with 10, you know, chop them with 10. But he won't chop them in Shove B'Shove. Obviously, if he comes in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema or something like that, you know, so then he's not going to, he has no choice. He's only going to have to anyway skip in order to get there, that they should be having 10 people. But is he allowed to skip? Sorry?
10 means
Pashtus, it means that before they get to Yilaratzin. Before Yilaratzin, the second Yilaratzin. If according to Reb Moshe, if you have 10 Jews that are still diving Shema Netzer, you're good. It's called Tefillah B'Tzibur. Yeah. So Akoponim, that's a Shaila. You know what? What would you say to the answer? What would you answer that? What would you answer? Say, I don't know. Ask Rav Moshe. Right? So if you look in Rav Moshe, Chazon Ish, they seem to say, no, Shove B'Shove wins. That means you should skip to get Shove B'Shove. I just want to show you how important it is. Everyone knows what I mean when I say Shove B'Shove. Yeah? The exact, you should skip that. Now, I'm not Chalil going to say I don't paskin like that again. Rav Moshe. She was here, we'd die on the spot from the Kedusha of Rav Moshe. I'm not saying I don't paskin like Rav Moshe, but just in the world of practicality, if you tell a person to do that, Shove B'Shove is extremely difficult to get. It's extremely difficult to get that, unless you really dive into Al Seder and together with them the whole entire time, like a normal person, like a healthy individual. Right? So then you get Shove B'Shove. But once you're in the skipping mode, it's very hard to cheshbon out that you're going to get Shove B'Shove. Right? Which means that in practicality, I'm not so sure you're going to get it, number one. Number two, there's a tremendous, tremendous chesaron in getting Shove B'Shove. And in skipping. And if you're going to tell this to Yeshiva Bacher, so Kimat, for the rest of his life, he's always going to be skipping. Unless he comes on time or 5 minutes early, which is what he should do, right? Obviously. Right? But if, for example, one day he's not healthy, he's not healthy, what could you do? So he wakes up and it's what time is davening here in Yeshiva?
7:35.
So let's say, you know, so what time is he supposed to wake up? So he's supposed to wake up 7 o'clock. He's having less time that he can wake up properly, right? And he can, you know, wash his face, right? And he goes to bed on time like a man should go to bed at 12 o'clock. You get a nice 7 hours of sleep, right? Shine. He wakes up in the morning, washes his face, good. After Nikol Vasser, of course. Then he comes to shul, he say Karbanis like a mensch, Makdir Ketoides, Ezim Mekayim like a Shine. Then he'll be able to start on time and then he's going to get Shabbat Shalom. But if he's waking up at, 7:27, right, and he's running and things are getting knocked over all the way, and then he gets there. Now 7:35 over here means what? It means that you get 10 minutes for Korbanis? And they give him 10 minutes for Korbanis. So 7:45 already, they're starting, let's say Baruch Shem or something.
Mizmashir 7:45.
Mizmashir 7:45, right? So can you imagine? This guy, some people, they know, Mizmashir starts 7:45, so what time you have to wake up? 7:46. Of course, he goes to sleep in his clothing. Right? And, I don't know. You're not going to make it. So, Tachlis, Aloch Lemaisa, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you, it says in Rav Moshe, you're allowed to skip to get Shove B'Shove. You're allowed to skip. Practical Aloch Lemaisa, I don't know. hard to tell that to a yid. Mistami, you should daven straight, you should come on time. But mistami, you should daven straight and have the mile of 10 people at the same time. Now, the Betzel Chochma I saw, he writes that if a person starts in the same bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, and maybe even the first three brachas, maybe that is even a bigger mile of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Because the first bracha is ready, they're all still in the same makim. And the first three brachas we know go together in Shmoneh Esrei. Everyone knows if you make a mistake in the first three brachas, you have to start over again. Because they're all connected, the first three brachas. So maybe that's even a bigger mila of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, I'm going to say something that it's definitely an isser to say what I'm about to say now. There's no shot. I'm just telling it to you because you have to know it in the back of your head. There is epis of mashmoyas in the Zohar. Epis, I'm not saying this is a lachal ma'isa, but there's a mashmayas that the way it works is that you bring the shechina al yaday 10 people. So 10 people brought the shechina, and they have. Now, what happens? Now, one person finishes davening, two people, three people, five people. They're often. There's one guy who's still davening, so the shechina is not there anymore. Right? The shechina left, once there's only seven people davening, there's no more shechina, it's only when there's 10. So there's a mashmayas that once you had 10 people that brought the shechina, so he remains until the last guy finishes Shmoneh Esrei. Which, if that would be true, in Halacha L'Maisa, it would come out, that therefore, let's say you come to a minyan, and this one guy still davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he was originally a part of a minyan. Yeah, and I know what you're thinking, it's like graver, the graver, graver, right? You know, he started out with 10, okay? If one guy walks in, oy vey, and he sees the seven guys left davening, so he davens, right? And then you come in there, and he's still there. Right? And there's one guy, right? This is how it works, Mistami, you know, like from yesterday. Keep on going, right? You know, but I don't know. So, look, why am I telling this to you? This is very irresponsible of a rabbi to tell this to people because this is certainly no shot in the world, not the Chatchil. And Rav Moshe says, Mefurish, it's not even true. But the Nafkamina, what? Come again? Yeah, anyways, in the Zohar you can't skip, so, you know, maybe they had this problem anyways, trying to figure it out. But, anyways, but the Mekubalim come on time to davening. So, not sure what you mean. But anyways, so tachlis, I don't know, I'm just telling this because you need to know this, I guess, in the back of your head, that if a person, for whatever reason, is not going to get a minyan, so he says to himself, all right, what's the difference if I daven with them now? It's not called a minyan anyways. Right? That already is not true. Mistama, this episode, Maila, and still davening with somebody who was, at least at one point, the part that the Shechina was there.
The exclusive tree of the Tzibur, yeah. Why is that telling necessarily that the Shechina is there?
Oh, that's the whole Maila.
No, maybe the Maila... Tefillah
with Tzibur,
is it the
Tzibur
together?
That's Ramosha. That's
Ramosha.
Well, that's Ramosha.
I looked at, but why is that necessarily because the Shechina was there? I mean,
no, the mile of Rav Moshe is 10 Jews. 10 Jews davening is the mile of Tefillah B'Tzibur. But there's a big kasha in Rav Moshe. So what happens when there's 7 people? So it's no longer called Tefillah B'Tzibur. So now I'm davening B'Yechidus. Half my Shmoneh Esrei is B'Yechidus.
What you started with?
Oh, Zalmai, once you start, but what? Then what? Then you have what?
The
Tefillah went up, so the gate is open.
Yeah.
And it all goes in. But the only thing is here is that once this guy's still, you know, I hate to sound like a Bekubel, but the guy, he's still walking through the gate. Yeah, I don't want to say this in public.
Past the gate, right?
You better not remember what I just said. Said it? You're not listening, right?
No.
I'm just saying it because when you guys are going to go into Kiruv one day. Right? So you're going to need to know to tell people the first time the guy daven. It's not easy to daven shachar the first time in your life. Yeah? Not so easy. So you need to tell him that don't worry if you came even at the end and the last, the one guy still davening shachar. But you can't be mefarsin this berabim.
The last guy, he's not that he's going through the gate. He's already past the gate. He's going up with him.
Yeah, but he has bag.
Go in there.
You know that guy that has like the whole shopping wagon and he takes his stuff with him and does. Right? That's the guy. He's pushing.
No, he's the end. He's
nothing's closed.
The gate's not closed. There's no games. I felt.
So, why are you going? There's no. Tzibur starts to run. Doesn't start with.
That, correct, but I come and the gate is open. So then the tefillah is near. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, to that, this is the big problem. The big problem is really everything I said today, kimat, not mamish, has a tremendous, as they say in the Gemara, bebet v'mamurim. There's a tremendous exception here. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Kuf Tes, that the only way you're allowed to start davening Shemoneh Esrei is if you're guaranteed that you're going to get the Kedusha. Dainu. Sorry? Start late. Yeah, about it. So let's say, for example, if you start on time and you're Mayrach and davening, so you're Isik B'mitzvah, you're about the B'mitzvah, it's not your problem, you can listen to Kedusha, the middle Shmoneh Esrei, as everybody knows. But let's say you come late and you walk in, and all of a sudden, you know, so you know yourself, they're holding, you know, some guys are already backing up, right? And some guys are, you know, the matzah. So you know that you're not going to get, or you see the chazan, he's already turned around and he's looking, and whatever. So you know that you're not going to get Kedusha with the tzibur if you start now. Right? So then the halacha is you're not allowed to start until the tzibur starts. In other words, until the shliach tzibur starts, because you must get kedusha with the minyan at that point. In other words, when do I have had to not to get kedusha with the minyan? Is if I started like everybody else. So then we say he's Isaac b'mitzvah, but the mitzvah, he doesn't have to start at the same exact. You know, he doesn't have to, excuse me, get kedusha. But Mashenkin, if you're already late, so now you have no right to start if you're going to miss a kedusha. So that means that, you know, I'll tell you like mincha. Let's make it practical now. You come to mincha. Right. So the first thing is come on time. You know why? Because what happens when you miss Ashrei? Ashrei is a very serious thing, right? So what happens when you miss Ashrei? So you say, I'm saying this, I'll say it afterward. I'll say Ashrei afterward. The Mishnah Berurah, not the Mikubalim. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simikov Ches, it's Yikot Yud Ches, from the Mikubalim, Mishnah Berurah. He brings down that it's not so simple that you can say Ashrei after Mincha. Something like a Kabbalah or whatever, but then the Mishnah Berurah brings it. You can't say an Ashrei after Mincha. So Mishnah Berurah says, well, so what do we do? So Magen Avraham says, no way, don't say Ashrei after Mincha. You know, you want, everyone knows three times Ashrei a day. Everyone knows, you know, no matter what, he says three times. Some people, they know that today's going to be a difficult day, so he says three Ashreis in a row. You know, Ashrei, 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 Ashrei. He knows. Right? But it doesn't work like that. The Mishnah Berurah writes that if you davened Mincha before Ashrei, most of us know, you come to davening late of Mincha, so then skip the Ashrei, get straight to the Shemoneh Esrei. They take the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, so now what about the Ashrei? You're allowed to say the Ashrei after Mincha. Are you allowed to say Ashrei after Mincha? Why not? Say Ashrei all day? No. And the Kabbalim don't like it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, so say it, but don't say it because on a tefillah. I don't know. Same kasha. I don't know. What?
Say
so say it after. We'll say it after. Say it. Don't say it between tachanun, because you want to have that mile of tachanun straight on the Shemoneh Esrei. We spoke about this. I think we spoke about this in.
You can say it any time of the day.
What's the name of that place? What? Nofay Alon. What? Alon Shvut. Whatever. I don't know. Nof Shvut later. But we spoke about it there. You never want to break up the tachanun. So zikr, you do the Shemoneh Esrei right next to the Tachanun. But the Mishnah Berurah's Mekel, listen to the cool of the Mishnah Berurah by side. Mishnah Berurah's Mekel, you know, somebody asked me to give a shiur on the, you know, psukim of the Mishnah Berurah, because it was Yadua, the Mishnah Berurah maybe had a chumra dika natiya. So he asked me to give a shiur on coolers of the Mishnah Berurah. Right, so I amassed 27 coolers of the Mishnah Berurah, connected whatever was going on there. But it was 27. This is one of the coolers. This is cooler number 13. That the Mishnah Berurah is makel, that you're allowed to say Ashrei after Mincha, even though you're supposed to say really Ashrei before Mincha. Mishnah Berurah is makel. Right? But Mishnah Berurah says you can only say it not b'toyra's tefillah. You should say it just as an Ashrei, as a kilu kari b'toyra. That's the cooler of the Mishnah Berurah. But you see, it's a very serious thing, obviously. You want to get the Ashrei before, so you want to come on time. But if you didn't come on time, so then you have to skip Ashrei. And now you have all these cheshbainas. If you're able to start Shavu B'Shavu Halavai, if you're able to start in the first bracha Halavai, if you're able to start in the first three brachas Halavai, if there's still 10 Halavai, but if you're going to miss Kedusha, then you're not allowed to start Shemoneh Esrei until the Chazin starts Shemoneh Esrei. Sorry.
What if it's a stuff like here in Yeshiva?
Yeah.
You don't really know when the Zebra is going to start.
Yeah.
You know that if you rush it, you can make it 3, 4, 5 minutes, whatever.
I think if you look at Lashem Shabura, I think in Kuftas, we'll look after it. I think the Kuftas Mashma, that it has to be you know you're going to get. Not the other way. I think the Lashon, I think the Lashon is Mashma. Right, I think the Lashon, you have to take a look, we'll look after in Kuftas. I think it's Lashon, Im Muftachloi, like it says that Lashon, Im Muftachloi, that he can get Kedusha, yeah. So the implication is clear, that if he doesn't know, so then nished. Right? But, yeah.
What happens if I'm in the hallway and you know they're just about to start? You don't know what stuff. You're going to start. Can you just start saying Ashrei as you're walking?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. The only thing is that's a very important thing you have to know, is that the Chazan is saying Kaddish because 10 Jews said Ashrei together. So it's not a game yeshiva, because there's always 10 Yidin. So I'm saying it's not a problem in yeshiva. But you go to Shtibel sometimes, right? So, you know, there he is, right? Minyan, you know, when there's one, there'll be 10. You know, he doesn't realize the Baal Shem Tov said when there's 9, there'll be 10. Right? But there he is going, Minyan, and there he is, Ashrei, right? All of a sudden he gets to 10, Shem Hashem is called, Tilas Hashem, and he's got, that is not so simple. It's not so simple, because you need 10 Yidin having said Ashrei. So for you, it's not a problem. You have over here 10 Yidin, it's a problem for the Kaddish.
You weren't even there, you just got
there. Yeah, but you're not a problem, because you just have to say Ashrei before Mincha, and they have to make sure that the Kaddish is on a 10-person Ashrei.
So you can mess them all over.
No, because they had 10 people saying Ashrei.
Huh.
No, for you, no problem. I'm saying with them, in a shtiblach is where you have this problem. When you have 10 people that just like, all of a sudden, all join together, but they didn't say Ashrei together. That's more, and yeshiva it's not a gay. You have big lights and 100 people. It's not a gay. It's all different matter.
You said one
possibly
have
lev.
That's not enough.
Maybe. Sechazedecha. He says it three times. He's not sure. Sechazedecha. There's a lot of people walking around like neurotic.
If you start with the tibur, you're allowed to say kedusha, or you're just
hot. If you started on time.
No, if you're starting late, now you're starting.
You start late, so then you'll say it at the same time with the chazan. You say it with the chazan.
Your key with the chazan.
Yeah, with the chazan. You say. Yeah.
If you miss that, you also have to make way. Then you have to make tachlon. You have to never start.
Come again.
The next two halachas over there is you have to make. You have to make tachlon.
Right.
If you're gonna follow this halacha, you can't start till after either outside until they finish.
In which case?
Unless you're starting with the shots.
Right.
Then, otherwise, then you have to make wait.
Yeah, you have to make ma'idim.
If you can't make ma'idim, you have to make tachlon. You already.
You have to make ma'idim, but you can make ma'idim. Either you make ma'idim with the chazan. Either you make ma'idim with the chazan.
If you're starting with the shots, it works. But if you're starting late after the shots, it's...
If you start after the shots already, you got kedusha.
No, but you have to make ma'idim also, which you're not going to make.
That's already a shayla. That's a shayla alacha. We're meikel that once he got already the kedusha, we're meikel. If you try to get the ma'idim. You should certainly try to get the ma'idim, but... Sorry?
It's not down as a zavada.
Mishabur brings it. Well, they've got a make on it, but I'll take a look after. But I think we're making on it. Yeah. I'll say one more thing, but if I say this, no one's going to like me. So maybe I should. Everybody knows that if you come late to Ma'ariv, you know. So what do you do? What? No, Rabbi Jacobson, you come very late, all the way from Los Angeles. Yes, very late. So what do you do? So, it's no problem. Smichas Gula Latvila and Shmoneh Esrei is like a nice thing to do. But if you can't do it, it's also okay. So you say Shmoneh Esrei, and then afterward, right, I think everybody knows that, right? You knew that? I think you knew that. So you daven Shmoneh Esrei at the Tiber, and then afterward you daven Ma'ariv Aravim, and you didn't know that? I didn't tell him. But whoever knew that there was halacha, there is halacha that smichas gula tefillah by Ma'ariv is not as imperative as it is by Shacharis. So if you come late to Ma'ariv, you daven Ma'ariv, the Shmoneh Esrei together with the tzibur, and then afterward you say Ma'ariv Aravim and the whole business. Shema and everything is okay. Everybody knows that. Some people know that. Now you know it.
Right?
What?
That's better to get Shalom B'Shalom.
The chayral, if you're going, yeah, zikr. I would not tell people to do that because you know Ma'ariv is a, you know, sometimes later. In some of the books, yes. In practicality, I don't think that that's the makubaldika hanaga. The only thing is like this: is that this mishabura that not so known mishabura says that that's only if there's no other minion in town. Welcome to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Everybody say there's a Ma'ariv going on now. From Tuesday. I don't know. That means this halacha is mamish not negeh.
How big was
Rodin?
Rodin
was
next door, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in Rodin it was negeh, but over here in Yerushalayim, Yerakadish, it ain't negeh. It means that if you know there's another. Now, I don't know, when's Ma'ariv over here in the Shiva Kadesha?
25.
What? No, it means he's not going to get. So then you go into everything we spoke about again, right? If he'll get with 10 Jews, he'll be davening Shmoneh Esrei with them, etc., etc. Let's say the case I'll be talking about is the guy comes at. Let's say like this, he comes, Mamashek Gal Yisrael. Okay, Ashkiveinu, Dapta Ashkiveinu. So then he knows he waits and he starts Shmoneh Esrei at them. In that case, Mishabrua says, yeah, that's the halacha if you can't get another minion. If you can't get another minion.
In that case, you should just go somewhere else.
The only thing is, I'm afraid to say that as a psak for yeshiva.
Yeah,
the
yeshiva doesn't let you daven outside the yeshiva.
Zay?
Right now. Because of the situation.
Why? But they have. I saw that they have two security guards that follow everybody around wherever they go downstairs in front of the yeshiva.
No, there's one that's sleeping.
What? He's sleeping. He's only two. So in Echonami, then it's a different story. So then, that's called you're in a town that you're in jail. You're in jail. That's not sure. So you're in jail. So in jail, there's no other minion, obviously. Right? There's only one minion. There's only Ashkoman in jail. There's no other guys in the middle. So when the matzv, it's only during the matzv he doesn't let the other one go out.
Yeah.
So Bezer Hashem, that the matzv will get better, and then this halacha you'll have to know. Until then, you have the heter. Shabbos. No, this thing you always told me I could turn off. Bottom thing.